Town. 都市猎影。From BBC Learning English.
Hello, you're listening to BBC Learning English. I'm Helen. Welcome to On the Town.
我是孙晨。每次在这个节目当中，我们都会给你介绍伦敦有意思的地方。
London is famous for many of its sites and historical buildings. Buckingham Palace, Big Ben, the Tower of London, to name but a few.
But where are you taking us today?
Today we're visiting a monument, which you may not have heard of, but it's well worth a visit.
一座纪念碑，用来缅怀过去发生的事情。
And this one is rather tall. We're at the Monument to the Great Fire of London.
要说起历史上的伦敦大火，我们是不是首先来说说这场大火是怎么回事呢？
Sure. In 1666, there was a huge fire in the city, and nearly half of London was destroyed. According to records, the fire burned for days, and it was absolutely devastating for everyone living in the city.
这场历史上的伦敦大火发生在350多年以前，几乎把半个伦敦城都给烧没了。伦敦大火在伦敦的历史上非常重要，而且到现在为止，孩子们还在传唱根据伦敦大火编成的儿歌。
Now let's focus on the monument. Our guide today is James Clare. He's a historic buildings architect for the city of London.
So what can James tell us about this monument?
Yes, it's a tall stone column.And there are stairs inside that you can climb and view London from the top. At the, just above that viewing platform, there is a golden ball of fire that commemorates the Great Fire of London in 1666.
和很多纪念碑一样，这座纪念碑也是一座很高的石柱子。
It's a tall stone column, and there are stairs inside, which allow people to climb up and view London from the top.
当你登上了这座纪念碑的碑顶，你就会看到一个精致的火球雕塑。
That's to commemorate the Great Fire of London.
To commemorate, 这是一个正式用词，是用来纪念一个伟大的人或者是一个伟大的事件。So when was the monument built and who built it?
It was started in 1671 and finished in 1677. There was a commission set up jointly between the government, which was the Crown, and the City of London, and they had equal representation on that committee. The leader for the Crown was Sir Christopher Wren, and the leader for the City was Robert Hooke.
So the monument was built 11 years after the Great Fire of London, and the construction project lasted 6 years.
为兴建这座纪念碑，还专门成立了一个委员会。
A commission was set up between the government and the City of London.
这座纪念碑的兴建还是一个合作项目，王室和伦敦市政府在委员会里占有等同的人数。
A committee.A small group of people chosen to make decisions on behalf of a larger group.
在这两组当中，产生了两位著名的人士，他们就是 Christopher Wren 爵士和 Robert Hooke.
Sir Christopher Wren was a very, very famous architect.
他是一个非常著名的建筑学家。
And some of his other buildings are popular tourist attractions today.
其实啊，还有一座他的著名作品就离这儿不远。
Yes, he designed and supervised St. Paul's Cathedral.The new cathedral in the classical form, which replaced the old Gothic cathedral, which had been destroyed in the Great Fire. And you can get a good view of St. Paul's from the top of the monument.
Well, that's impressive work from Christopher Wren.
他负责设计和建造了圣保罗大教堂。
The old St. Paul's Cathedral was in the old Gothic style. It was destroyed in the Great Fire of London.
哥特式的风格 Gothic style 伦敦大火烧毁了以前的教堂我们今天看到的圣保罗大教堂比大火以前的更大更雄伟不过你要是想从最好的角度来看圣保罗大教堂你就得好好做做准备
Absolutely We did say there are stairs
Well it's over 200 feet tall That's about 61 meters And there are 311 steps to the viewing platform
311 steps.
Wow, 这个平台啊，高出地面61米，一共要爬311级台阶。
So you'd better be prepared. There's no lift service, and there's not likely to be one in the future.
我必须承认，你在纪念碑顶上看到的景色绝对是无与伦比。
And here's what some of the visitors thought of their visit.
It's a really amazing view, and it's really nice. You have a perfect view over the whole city, and I really enjoy it.
It's really cool. I can't say anymore. It's really, you must be here and see all city.
They've really enjoyed themselves, haven't they?
Well, that's it for today's On the Town from BBC Learning English.
你要是想知道我们英语教学的更多内容，别忘了登录我们的网站 www.bbcchina.com.cn， 然后点击英语教学。
That's it. So see you next time.
我们下次节目再见。
Bye bye.
On the Town.
都市猎鹰。
From BBC Learning English.